And welcome back to the Carson Anderson Program. Gator and Mark Ryan in for Doug today. Doug will be back with us tomorrow on the show. Taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. Had some texts come in here from Dan from Holly. My primary question is, why do they keep bringing back DeJesus into the bullpen? I've watched many games this year, and it feels like every single time they bring this guy in, he gives up runs. I can't believe they wouldn't be able to find somebody else from AAA. The thing is that they don't have a whole lot of pitching at AAA right now. Bullpen arms. It's, you can look through it, and there's guys that have already gotten their chance here with the Tigers, and they didn't do all that great. There's some familiar names down there that are still struggling. Brant Herder is on a rehab assignment, and he's getting knocked around during his rehab assignment. So, yeah, I don't know.
One of my favorite moments hosting with you is when I was sharing my road rage story, Gator, and we had that moment where we're like, hey, who is the Tigers' bullpen arm when you see him in the game? You go, hey!
Where you get upset?
Where you get upset. Your hand's in the air and you're like, not this guy again. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I've had those feelings. I'm trying to think who that guy
is. Hey!
It's just offensive to see him come out into the field.
Every time. I was getting there with Will Vest. I really was getting there with Will Vest.
Yeah, I like Will Vest, and understand he was dealing with an injury, and then obviously he's got an injury. It's too bad because he used to be one of the most reliable arms to come out of the bullpen. It's a tougher question because I feel like they've gotten rid of those guys.
It changes by the month, though. Like Drew Anderson was that guy for me, and then he's been better.
But now he's pitched better, yeah. And look, Finnegan is getting to be one of those guys. But I recognize they have to have him. They need him. And it's not like he's got a 7 ERA. His ERA is in the mid threes, but yeah, please be better. But DeJesus is getting to that point. Yeah, I get it. I mean, it's frustrating. When it comes to, you know, star power on this team, I think they have one star right now, and it's Dylan Dingler. I think they have a second star in the making with McGonagall for sure. And your point about Riley Green is interesting. Because here's a guy who's all-star the last three seasons. And during this time, he is the only Tigers outfielder to make three straight all-star appearances other than Al Kaline. That's it. It's Al Kaline and it's Riley Green to do it three straight years. Riley Green, to me, is a really good player, but I don't think he's a star. I think if he were able to combine what he did last year with this year, you might elevate him to that status. But he's not putting up the power numbers. He had 36 home runs last year. He's got 16 this year. But he's a consistently good player. 816 OPS is good. And it's, by the way, ironically, it's the same OPS that Dylan Dingler has right now. But that's where Dylan Dingler has fallen during his, you know, 3-for-46 slump that he's in. Hopefully he busts out of this, because if the Tigers are going to have any chance moving forward to get to the playoffs, they need Dylan Dingler to be Dylan Dingler again, and they need Riley Green to come back. I think this is a good week not to have Riley Green, because you've got winnable games before the schedule gets tough again next week, and hopefully he's back. But that's that. As far as another star power, I think Troy Melton is trending in that direction as well. Otherwise, there's just a lot of youth that I'm not going to, you know, say that they're star power at this point.
Riley Green, look, he's a guy where if you put a blind resume of him, there's a lot of people we don't put in the Riley Green class that have similar stats to Riley Green. And so he would be the ultimate blind resume guy where you're like, oh, he's only kind of as good as this guy or this guy or this guy. But then you say the blanket statement of he made three consecutive All-Star games, and that kind of blows you away. And it's also why I'm worried about keeping him long term. How much is he going to cost? He's comparable statistically to kind of run-of-the-mill guys in some senses. And then in other senses, he's got 36 home runs in 1 year and three straight All-Star games.
I think that if I were the time, maybe every extension right now is on hold until they figure out the CBA. And we'll see where it is after next season, if they want to go ahead and extend him once they know what the rules are, which is probably the prudent thing to do, because you still have him for a couple more years under arbitration before he hits free agency. Green, Carpenter, and Torkelson, I think, are all that same year after the 2028 season. So you still have a couple more years. But yeah, I hear you, because he's trending in a direction where if he hits free agency, he's likely to get $30 million a year. But if that's the going rate, that's the going rate. And we'll see, again, with the CBA, when the dust clears from that, we're going to have a much better idea of where baseball is, and whether it's it looks like it's a plan in place that is going to stabilize this game for the next decade, or if this is just going to be unraveled and you can just to have haves and have-nots, and then you're hoping the Tigers can be part of the haves, and maybe they are not. 248-539-9797, a telephone number. More text coming in. The Tigers can't win 6 of 10 the rest of the way out and get into the playoffs. They need a run to counter the 6-20 May. That's not true. I mean, right now they're below 500, and so are a bunch of these other teams that are in the wild card hunt, all within a game of each other. In fact, the third wild card team is below 500. If the Tigers play 600 ball the rest of the way, they will in fact be better than 500 the rest of the when the season is all said and done.
You think they get to 500? I mean, this year
they got so close. They got one game,
and then that
series against the White Sox. I believe our playoff team, so I think they are. But it's my 51. My 51% of me says yes. I just barely leaning over there. It's getting tougher and tougher by the day to get there. I believe trading Skubal was a no-brainer, but on the other hand, my eyes really hurting this team. I believe it does say that we're throwing in the white towel, especially without adding any bullpen arms. It's Johnny in Rochester. Toughest thing I had to deal with the trade deadline or to swallow is they didn't add any bullpen arms. I agree with that part of it. Tigers haven't had an everyday third baseman, and Gator here selling hope for a month. LOL. I think they have several candidates who could be an everyday third baseman. I think McGonigal is going to end up being your everyday third baseman long term, because I think Bryce Rainer will be your everyday shortstop.
Yeah, but AJ Hinch has to commit to that, though. Well, stop jerking these guys around.
Well, right now it doesn't have to. Bryce Rainer's not here right now, so you don't have to worry about it. So you can play who you have to at this point, and you've got Colt Keith who plays third base. You've got Hau Yuli who's going to play third base today. These guys are trying to get them the reps as much as they can. The Tigers are trying to win games for sure, but I'm not completely convinced that the higher-ups like A.J. Hinch and Scott Harris, I'm not convinced that they're convinced this is a playoff team either. They're still trying to work things out, and they've got time to work things out, and this is the best way to do it. I have no issue with having Kevin McGonigal play shortstop, or if he plays third base, or if Hau Yuli's playing third, or if Colt Keith is playing third. Not right now. Wait till things have to get defined, and I don't have an issue with this right now.
You're right. An amount of experimenting that doesn't indicate that they believe this is a playoff team.
248-539-9797. Joe is in Commerce. Joe, welcome to 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
That's good. The injury stuff just kills me. When is Riley Greene going to get back? Because I'm convinced that Dylan Dengler is being impacted by Riley Greene. I mean, up until that point, it seems like Greene's been out a little while. Now I can't remember if it lines up perfectly, but we got to get these guys back. And I don't know, what is Riley Greene's issue?
They say that he could be back. I believe it was a hamstring strain as he was. Remember, he had the he got hit on the
hit
on the leg.
Pitch.
And then came around scoring from first base on a double, I think, by Torkelson. And he kind of tweaked the hamstring around the bases. So it sounds like they expect him to be back soon. So
yeah, that's, I mean, but do you agree? I mean, I really...
No, I do agree. Yeah, I think if you... Dylan Dingler started struggling a little bit before Greene got hurt, but it's not helping to not have Riley Greene in the lineup and hitting ahead of Dylan Dingler, or vice versa. They protect each other. And now the lineup is different every day. Today it's different again with Colt Keith leading off and McGonigal's hitting third. And, you know, they just can't. I guess Hinch has never really settled on a lineup with this team to begin with since he's been manager, though.
Right. But I just think there's a direct correlation that he gets back. They get a little bit more, you know, I guess everything's in line. Quit moving the lineup around and give those two guys a chance to feed off of each other. I think they got a chance, but it's they got to get him back because I think Dingler's in trouble if if not.
Well, I hope you're right, Joe. I hope that getting Riley Green back unlocks Dylan Dingler, and that Dingler gets back to being like the MVP candidate we were talking about him being literally 10 days ago. We talked about him being a possible MVP candidate. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. I got a question for the critics of the Tigers. I think they may feast on this as well. And then you get the Tiger, the ardent faithful that are also going to react to this question. We'll set this up coming up in 5 minutes.